You're saying it's a literal war zone. Crime was decreasing here in the nation's capital.
Oh, really? Well, then why did the Democrat mayor say thank you so much for bringing in the reinforcements?
Okay. But war zone's a different characterization. We know that the president just sent in 300 National Guard troops will be sent into Chicago. Again, the governor saying he doesn't want that. Is this an appropriate use of the U.S. military, Mr.
Speaker?
I don't
think you should ask the governor. I think you should ask the citizens who are in fear for their lives and livelihoods in these cities.
What say you, though? What say you about the use of the American military in this way in U.S. cities?
I've talked with National Guardsmen who are here in D.C. They're proud of the work they've done, and the people here are benefiting from it greatly, not Republicans, everybody, because it's a safer street. This is this greatest nation in the history of the world, this most beautiful capital city. It should be safe. The model here could be the model elsewhere. And in a few of these blue states in deep blue cities that are run by soft on crime mayors, they need some help. The citizens need help. President Trump is a bold leader who's providing it.
All right. Worth noting that the citizens did elect the mayors and the governors.
Some of them regret that.
All right.